Margaret William, thank you for joining me on this inaugural episode of the Scottish Church Planting Network podcast.
Wow, it's so exciting to be here. Thank you very much for inviting me.
You're very welcome.
A delight.
That's good. We thought we'd just pop on here before the conference. So there's a conference in April, 26th and 27th of April, and we're planning to run a podcast through the course of the conference. We would love to gather people's stories, experiences, things that they are learning or are passing on to others, because that's obviously part of the purpose of the event. But we thought we'd jump on here, first of all, because I would like to know a wee bit more about how this has come about. And you are the man to speak to.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thank you. It came about really as a result of being involved in church planting and mission engagement all over the last kind of 20, 30 years in Scotland, and really being aware of the fact that there's lots of other kind of things happening, but sometimes it felt as though they were not necessarily well coordinated. Mm-hmm. And so maybe a couple of years ago, there was a kind of beginning of a conversation about the desire really of kind of both denominations and also agencies that are helping around church planting and new mission projects to coordinate better what we do. So we really kind of came together in August last year, August 23, with the desire to see how could we see a vibrant church in every community and network in Scotland. So that's our kind of, that's our big goal. That's our desire. And really ended up with a group of about 12 denominations and a couple of mission agencies coming together to say, yeah, let's work together and all of that. Yeah. So that's really where the Scottish Church Planting Network came from. And we committed to running this conference.
Great. Well, I want to ask something about that, because you've just said 12 denominations. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
And agencies. Yeah. And that's one of the, I mean, I've been privileged enough to have a sneak peek at the programme. And even just looking at the list of contributors, it's a real range of people's theological backgrounds, type of planting that they're doing. Tell us a little bit about how that's come about. And what, I guess, what's the benefit of that?
Yeah, I think, well, again, when we kind of came together last August, we asked the question, you know, what could we do? What would be useful? And really, we kind of decided to do two main streams of things. One was to kind of run a conference. The other one was to do some research. So we're commissioning some research in the background, and I can come back to that if you like. But the main thing about the conference was we then said, okay, well, let's run a conference. And the chat was, who could we have that would be like, you know, great to have in a conference? And interestingly, the feeling was what we need is we don't need another big name conference. We don't need somebody coming from the outside telling us what to do. What we need to do is we need to find out what's actually going on. Mm-hmm. And what's going on in Scotland, mm-hmm. and who's actually doing things. Because what we began to realise as we began to kind of meet was there's some amazing things happening. Mm-hmm. I mean, some really, really interesting and good quality kind of pieces of work. And so actually what we decided to do was to populate the conference with speakers from every stream, basically, every denomination, every kind of stream, to help us to hear something from their experience in terms of what could actually help the broader kind of church to think about church planting and mission. So that's the reason why we've kind of gone the way we have. So it's all people based in Scotland. It's all local practitioners. And that actually going to give it a really it's going to give it a really kind of broad, kind of deep kind of flavour, I think, because there's lots of really interesting things in the programme.
Yeah. And can you give us a wee flavour of some of those things that you talked about, the exciting projects or interesting people? Who are you wanting to hear from?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the two. So there's going to be a couple of folks that are going to do keynotes. So Pete Anderson from City in the Hill and Chris Gimbelli, who's from the Redeemed Church of Christ, are going to be involved in actually doing the keynotes. They're going to be, and that's great. So we've got a new church stream, and we've got, you know, you've obviously got RCCG kind of coming, bringing kind of some of the kind of the stuff that's happening with them. They're the fastest growing church, the planting church in Scotland. So they've planted like over 90 churches in the last few years.
Wow.
So, I mean, they're really going for it.
Yeah.
But you're also, but you've also got a kind of a mixture of people, you know. So you've got everyone from the Church of Scotland and the Free Church. You get the United Free. You get the kind of the Nazarenes. You've got independence, evangelical. You've got the kind of classic Pentecostals and so on. So, so the biggest church at the moment in Scotland, the fastest growing church at the moment in Scotland, is actually is King's Church up in Aberdeen, which mm-hmm. is an AOG church. They're just about to give out 100,000 Gospels of Luke around the whole of Aberdeen.
Wow.
You know, just a really significant kind of mm-hmm. initiative. And, you know, and they're coming, and Ian Duthie and the guys, he'll be one of the kind of the speakers as well that'll be there. We've got folks from, we've got folks who are kind of come and talk about things like how to use kind of the video technology of sort of satellite sites. Mm-hmm. So Brian Ingram, who from Rio Hope in Glasgow, mm-hmm. is going to come and talk about, you know, multi-site and how to resource it through, you know, the technology that's there. You've got folks who are going to come and talk about how to actually reuse buildings as a mission tool. So
yeah.
We've got some really interesting kind of conversations about that. You've got people who are asking questions about how do we do things in the rural context? So we've got people from urban, rural, villages, towns, and so on, all sorts of different people coming and, again, sharing some of their experience. So again, I think it'll be quite a rich experience in that sense, because I think that there'll be, you know, there'll be people who have got experience and who are talking from experience, but, you know, their context is very, very different.
Yeah.
And their churchmanship is very different as well.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting. So you've got some folks who, in other situations, probably wouldn't share a platform.
Yes.
But in this context, they're sort of saying, right, we can agree that actually we want to see a vibrant church in every community and network in Scotland. Let's look at working together to do that. So that's been great, actually. That's been really encouraging.
Yeah. And I mean, my experience of these kind of situations where there is a unity that might not otherwise be there is God moves in those spaces.
Yeah.
So that in and of itself,
yeah,
just
right.
The act of coming together is quite exciting. So if I'd booked up and I'm, you know, I kind of get faced with a program, how would you encourage people to involve themselves in it? Do they dip in, dip out? Do they stay for the whole thing? Do they avoid other people at the coffee breaks?
So
I'm making, you know, leading questions.
Well, absolutely. I think that's very wise. The 2 days. So the 2 day conference, obviously. So the 2 days have got slightly different flavors or fuels to them. So the kind of the Friday is going to be probably more about resourcing the big picture. That about it's more of a kind of leadership kind of day. So how do we help to resource things? What about training? How can we actually kind of look at ways in which we can do so things like, you know, how do we use buildings and so on? So these are more strategic kind of leadership kind of conversations. And then the second day is much more just nuts about how do you get started? What does it look like to actually start a new mission project or a new church plant? It's really for anybody who's interested. It's more of a kind of come along, get excited, get involved kind of day. So these are the two kind of the focus of the day, slightly different, but both of them complementary. And the program's designed, it's not a repeating program day one, day two. So it's actually, if you come to both days, you get something completely different on either day, which is going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially what we've done is we've sort of set it up so that there's a kind of gathering point at the beginning of the day and a kind of concluding point at the end of the day. So we'll have keynotes at the beginning of each morning, but then, and worship and so on. But then you're into seminars. So most of the day is actually in a whole sort of range of seminar streams.
Yeah.
There's 12 seminars in each day. And what you can do is you can kind of pick the ones that you want. But the good news is it's also, there's quite a lot of time just to chat.
Yeah.
There's quite a lot of sort of social time.
Yeah.
And deliberately we've kind of, you know, created the program so that actually people can kind of just get to know each other and connect. And our hope is that actually they'll have gone to a seminar and then they'll sort of say, oh, could we go and chat over lunch
talking
or
about that.
For
yeah.
coffee? Or,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And that's
yeah.
my hope, that people will get that kind of thing.
Fantastic. Well,
yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be great. You did mention a piece of research that the network is doing. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. Yeah, so we've just commissioned a bit of research. So we've asked the folks from the Church Army Research Unit based in Sheffield to come and help us. What we want to do is we want to ask the question, can you tell us about the the importance or the efficacy or the of church planting as a component of any denomination's mission activity.
Mm-hmm.
So, and basically what we're trying to do is we're trying to sort of say, you know, can you show us where that's been effective? Can you help us to sort of see why it would be important for any denomination to kind of have a church planting or a mission project kind of stream
as part of its strategy?
So at the moment, you know, a lot of the time, efforts and finance in denominations are actually kind of geared towards maintaining the existing pattern of church mm-hmm. as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so in many of the denominations in Scotland, we're still 95, 96, 97, 98% of the budget is still spent on existing patterns of church. And actually all over the world, our contention would be that actually in places where we see the church growing, it's actually growing because there's a mixed economy of church planting and revitalization of existing church, and that these two together we think are actually really important. But we want to kind of, you know, it's all very well for us to have that opinion as church planters, but is it true?
Yeah.
So off we go, asking this particular group who are particularly gifted in this area to do the research for us and to come back and to kind of give us a report in the autumn, which is what they're going to do. So that's going to be great. So that's one bit, and that's already been commissioned. We do have a second bit of research,
uh-huh.
which is basically a mapping exercise. So it's this might seem like a very obvious thing, but if we want to see a vibrant church in every community and network, then we kind of need to know where there are vibrant churches and where there's perhaps places where the church has withdrawn or stopped, or, you know, things aren't happening. So that's the second bit of work that we're going to do.
Okay, so that's kind of like a heat map type thing of, like a sort of heat map type thing. Brilliant. And so that research, is that going to be Scotland focused, or is there more of a global dimension to mm-hmm. that, or where does that all
fit? So there'll be a comparison piece, which is actually kind of across the world in terms of global mission. So there will be an element of, you know, we're looking across the world, we're having a look, see where there's been a commitment to kind of church planting, etc., and where that's helped or not, and so on. But it'll be particularly based on, it'll be reflecting in the Scottish church context. So there'll be an awareness of where there are some denominations that have gone off in a particular track in terms of church planting as a kind of component of their mixed economy, and where there are perhaps churches that are more focused on continuing to perpetuate the patterns that they've got at the moment. So it'll be Scotland focused and applied,
mm-hmm.
but it'll have a wider global kind of reach in terms of just being aware of what else is going on.
Yeah, which is always helpful, isn't it, for us, I think, as Scots, to lift our eyes beyond. That sounds really great, Alan. We're looking forward to that happening, looking forward to all the different content of that. We will be running this podcast through the course of it, so I will be possibly out hunting for people during tea and coffee breaks. So if you run out of things to say, then come and find me and you can come chat to me with a microphone and that. Because I think we're quite keen to collect those stories, aren't we?
We are indeed. Although I'm not sure that kind of like describing it as going out hunting is necessarily going to encourage too many people. I think they sort of see you coming with a microphone.
No, I'm hoping people will just be attracted in.
I think
I might just have to make sure I've got nice snacks. So people think, oh, it's a nice little quiet space. I go have a snack and talk to someone.
Yeah, that's right. A little biscuit. Biscuits and stuff. And go and see Fiona in her special kind of like recording studio with her yummy biscuits.
Yeah. I mean, maybe with a box of tissues in case there are tears.
Wow, what on earth are you going to do to them, Fiona? It's terrifying.
That level, exactly. So. Well, listen, Alan, thank you so much. I've got one more question before you go, which is, if you are in a conference situation, what's your best starter question for a networking opportunity?
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I haven't really thought about that. I think probably just, I suppose it's just, sorry to be really dull, but
no.
Who are you and what are you all about? What's your background? What are you involved with? Because I think that's a big thing, isn't it? It's actually just the opportunity to kind of meet some interesting people and find out what they're doing. People that you just don't know is great, and it's not a complicated thing. So just Who are you? What are you about? Why are you here? You know, these are the kind of things that'll actually open up the conversation and actually. I think that the breadth, as I say, the breadth of the SETL seminar program is so broad and so diverse that actually you're gonna meet people that you're just fascinated to go and could I come and have a conversation with you about this over coffee? So I think that actually it's going to be quite easy to kind of get into some really useful and interesting conversations. I hope so. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be great fun. There's lots of
to go deep quickly.
Very quickly, that's what I hope. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good. Well, also, I like the way you asked that question. What was it? What are you into? What are you interested in?
Yeah.
You said, rather than saying, right. What do you do? I think that's quite key in this whole area, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Because people will be doing all sorts of different things, but what are they into? Why are they here? Brilliant. Yeah. Right, well, Alan McWilliam, I don't want to take up any more of your time because I know it's coming up to the Easter holidays and you've got lots of jobs to do before you have a break. So thank you very much.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Looking
good.
Forward to seeing you at the conference.
Looking forward to seeing you. Come and find me in my booth. I'll have a box of tissues and some nice snacks.
Hey, sounds ideal.
That's perfect. Thanks, Alan.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.